Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from InterKnowledge, and I'm excited today because on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, we have an old friend here, Dave Mendlin. Dave, I've known you forever. Thanks for thanks for coming. And now you're big corporate bigwig guy at Microsoft.
Yes, I'm a huge bigwig at Microsoft. And I help us figure out what products and technologies to build.
Yeah, in all seriousness, you're on the product team, the Visual Studio guys. You guys have been doing a ton of great stuff. So let's jump into it.
Yeah.
LightSwitch, not the least of which, for Silverlight developers, is pretty exciting stuff.
It's kind of magic. The idea behind LightSwitch was we wanted to simplify it so that average business folks could build their own solutions. They'd build Silverlight applications. But really, more importantly, those solutions can translate into solutions that developers don't feel bad about getting. Because historically, you'd inherit a piece of application code, and then you'd have to rewrite it.
Exactly.
But with LightSwitch, it's architected so that you can carry it forward.
The enterprise, you know, application problem that we've had for years, LightSwitch allows you a business person, to design it and then throw it over the wall to the devs.
That's exactly right. Look at your data, look at your screens, conceive of them the way you want, and then with the flip of a switch, you're running a Silverlight application in the browser or out of the browser.
Right, right. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
You guys have been busy also in something you call feature packs.
Feature packs.
You've already shipped a couple, you've got a new one coming. Tell us a little bit about that stuff.
Right. The hits just keep on coming. With Visual Studio 2010, we released back in April, the latest set of technologies. We had a feature pack one that we shipped shortly after we shipped Visual Studio 2010. That added native support for our architecture features. So Architecture Explorer and the sequence diagram, those set of technologies the C++ guy now has as well.
Or girl,
thank you. We also have support now for virtual lab management. We shipped that in August as well. The latest feature pack two, adds support for testing, and specifically testing of Silverlight applications, like those LightSwitch applications, and testing inside of Firefox. So all that's now coming in just a couple weeks.
Testing inside of the other platform, the other browser, that is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And are you allowed to talk about what's, you know, this is all stuff we're getting right now.
Yeah.
What's next after that? What can we expect as Visual Studio developers?
Well, the feature packs we keep working on, right? We keep adding more and more value over time.
Out of band.
Out of band.
Right.
And at the same time, we're starting the planning process for the next version of Visual Studio. And it's way too early to tell you what we're doing there, other than to say we're now talking to customers and getting their feedback.
And .NET Next, I
assume. And .NET Next,
of course. That's part of your world, too.
Of course it is.
Okay, yeah. And then what else is in your day?
Well,
you know, now that you're Joe Executive Guy at Microsoft.
Yeah. Well, we, of course, you know, the teams are all about meeting and interacting with customers and making sure we've got the best set of technologies as we roll on. One of the pieces of technology that we're hearing a lot about is IntelliTrace.
Right.
IntelliTrace built into Visual Studio Ultimate,
right.
Kind of the killer feature. It's the time machine that lets you step back in time and look at what's going on a developer's or a tester's box. You know, what might have happened a week or two weeks ago. That whole problem of no repro, I can't repro that
works
problem.
Works on my box.
Works on my box. All that stuff is now fixed through IntelliTrace because you can run that same experience that was happening previous. And so that's probably one of the most exciting things. We're hearing a lot of feedback from customers about that.
It is one of the most cool features in Visual Studio 10, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, I could keep you here all day, that for sure. Very interesting stuff. I really appreciate your time today, Dave.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.